Pastor Sammy will be bringing us God's Word from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10 this morning. If you have your pew Bibles, it's page 1213 in your pew Bibles. And let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Please be seated.
Thank you for the good reading of the Word of God. My name is Pastor Sammy, and I'm filling in for Pastor Vic. He is not feeling well. Our prayers with him, we know he's going to get better. And yeah, it is a wonderful day, Easter. The Lord Jesus is alive, and we are celebrating his resurrection. Before I go deep to the Word of God, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for bringing us in your house. We thank you for your Holy Spirit in the middle of us. We thank you for you being here. And Lord, thank you that you are going to speak to us through your word as you're using me today, oh Father, for your glory. I pray for Pastor Vic, who's feeling sick. Lord, may you touch him and give him health so that next time we meet again. We thank you that you're going to do that, oh Lord God. Bless every one of us and use me as a vessel. Let your word teach us, Lord, to know more about your will. In Jesus' name, amen. For those that is the first time to see me, my name is Pastor Sammy Kabiamera, and I am your friend, your brother, and I am also a married man, a family of, I'm a family person. I have a wife and children and grandchildren. For those who attend here, I think you know my family. So it's a joy to be again here today. I got a call from Pastor Vic, and thank you for being here and thank you for coming. It's a resurrection day. It's a Easter Sunday. It's a happy day, as we've sung, and we are all happy because we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is alive. Hallelujah. So my topic today says the resurrection of our Lord Jesus shapes our faith, or Christian faith. I'll be talking about that. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ shapes our faith, or shapes Christian faith. We've read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 10, how Jesus rose from the dead and he is alive. All over the world, people are celebrating. In Africa, it's even more, because in Africa, people just go crazy. So, there, it's big, so big. Yesterday, they called me from Chaka. Remember, you guys donated the clothes to send to Chaka, remember, refugee camp? So they say, when you go preach there, just tell them Happy Easter. I say, yes. And keep praying for me as well. In May, I'm going back there. So all over the world, we are rejoicing, we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead. That is true. That is not a fiction. That is the fact. That is true. Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead, as we read in the book of Matthew. It's been a long time, 2,000 years ago. And because it is the truth, that's why you see Christianity is still going. And no one will stop Christianity. No one, nothing. Because Jesus is alive, and the gospel is being preached, and the kingdom of God is at hand. So this is great, and we need to know that as Christian, our faith is also shaped or based on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those who know the Apostles' Creed, in the Apostles' Creed they say, I believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a very, very important thing for us as Christian. The Lord Jesus, he conquered death. He is alive. He is alive. So how do we know that? Of course, when you listen to the news, you cannot get that information about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we cannot read it on the books of the world or philosophy and art, but in the Bible. The Bible clarifies it, brings it clearly that Jesus conquered death. He rose from the dead, and he is alive. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you read the Bible? This is the heritage that we have. Anytime you read this book, you are connected with God. You hear from God. And the Bible is true, and nothing will stop this Bible to prevail. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us, where we read, the apostle Matthew here, he wrote and he said, Jesus came out of the grave. He is alive. And where we read here, the disciple went to look at the tomb after the third day, and they found that the tomb was empty. And the angel said, we know who we're looking for. He's not here. He's alive. And Jesus himself came and said, rejoice. Rejoice. He says here in the verse 9, and they went to tell his disciple, behold, Jesus met them, saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Verse 10, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren, go to Galilee, and there they will see me. So we find here Matthew confirms clearly that Jesus rose from the dead. The other person who in the Bible confirmed the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is Paul, the Apostle Paul. And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I just want to do a swift reading from verse 1 to 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 10, the Apostle Paul confirmed clearly that about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he said. I read in the name of Jesus. The Bible says here, Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 15, 1. The Bible says from verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believed in vain. Verse 3, for I delivered to you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins, and according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Verse 5, and that he was seen by Cephas, that is Peter. He was seen by Cephas, then by 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Verse 8. Then last of all, he was seen by me, that is Paul saying also, and by one born out of due time. So Paul confirms that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. The other apostle is Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, he clearly put it here and saying, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, listen to what Peter wrote here to the Jews. He says this. I want just to read from verse 3 to keep our time. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Let's say amen for that. Hallelujah. So we find here Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and it is confirmed in the Bible all over. The apostles and Jesus himself, he confirms it. If you go to Revelation, you'll see Jesus himself, he confirms that he was dead and that he is alive. But this is not my point today. My topic, as I said, is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus shapes our faith. Indeed, he is alive. Indeed, he resurrected from the dead. Indeed, he rose from dead. And that resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has a great impact, is a central fact about Christianity, about our faith. So I'm talking about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ shapes our faith. How does the resurrection of Jesus Christ shape our faith? I'll give you 5.2. Number one, it gives us assurance of salvation. Number two, gives us the foundation of living hope, gives us victory over sin and death, and gives us transformation and empowerment, and finally gives us the anticipation to his return. So let's go quickly to spend our time. Let's go quickly to those five points that we've heard about the power of the resurrection or the resurrection of Jesus Christ that shapes our faith. Where we read in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, "Praise be to God our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So the Apostle Peter, also known as Cephas, the one that denied Christ Jesus 3 times, and then he repented. He, in his letter, he celebrates the mercy of God in granting believers a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what he said here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 and 3. He said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us the new birth, that is salvation, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So here we find first that the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us assurance or the security of salvation. He said here, has given us new birth, that is salvation, into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We find here assurance or security of salvation. Christ's resurrection, it provides to believers the assurance of our salvation. We are saved because Jesus rose from the dead. That's what Paul says here in Romans chapter 4, verse 2. Look at that. He said, "He was delivered over to death for our sins." Now, listen to this. "And was raised to life for our justification. The resurrection of Jesus Christ gave us the assurance of our salvation. Paul declared that Jesus was raised for our justification. That is a security, securing our righteousness before God. The Bible carries on and says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 15, the Bible says, "And if," I love this, "and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain." Another version say your faith is futile or worthless. Another version say your faith is empty. And it continues to say, "and you are still in sins." So we see here the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us the assurance of our salvation. It assures that without the resurrection, our faith is empty. Without the resurrection of Jesus, our faith is futile. Without the resurrection of Jesus, our gospel even is vain. So Christ is risen. He is risen. And we believers, we have hope of eternal life. Let's say amen for that. Hallelujah. Secondly, we find here Jesus' resurrection gives us a true foundation of living hope. A true foundation of living hope. The resurrection of Jesus Christ established foundation of living hope for believers. We find that again back where Paul said, where Peter said that believers are given new birth. That's salvation. Believers are given new birth into a living hope through Christ's resurrection from the dead. And Paul also continued to say that in Romans 15:13. Emphasized by saying that this hope brings in Christian life joy and peace through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ not only gives us assurance of salvation, but also a foundation of living hope, living hope in life. But also that resurrection, number three, it gives us victory over sin and victory over death. Powerful. Victory over sin and victory over death. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55-57, Paul was writing, because you know the book in the chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians is the great chapter about resurrection. When you get your time, on your own pace, try to read that chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. It's a great, great chapter talking about the resurrection. So Paul says in verse 55, he says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is only because Jesus rose and he defeated death, as we sang today. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us victory over sin and victory over death. Paul declares that death has been swallowed up in victory through Jesus Christ's resurrection. I don't know about your life, but if I had chance to talk to you about my life and share how Jesus, because he's alive and he has power, and the power of his resurrection changes life, I'll tell you, I'm among the number one people that Jesus changed. You'll say, "Well, what did you do? I mean, why are you special in saying that?" I'm telling you, if it was not by the grace of God, I was not going to be saved. Totally not. Totally not. Jesus is alive. His resurrection has power. And his resurrection gives us victory over sin and victory over death. For those who have been here, they know my story just briefly. Born and raised in the Anglican church, so to speak, or Christian, so to speak, but was not saved. I grew, I was not saved. I didn't know, I didn't have the fellowship, the relationship with God at all. Until when, after even I'm married, I was living an ordinary Christianity, to speak Christian life, coming to church, going, coming, but still living in sin. I found myself one time ready to marry the second wife. I have Eva as my first wife, but I went to get another one. Why? Because I was not totally saved. I was not saved. I did not experiment the power of that resurrection. I did not experiment that. And it's for everyone who you can be coming to church, but if you don't have that power in you, the resurrection power in your life, you will still continue to play the same thing every day, there and there. So I took the second wife, and I was still going to church. You hear that? And I was about to take the third one because I was rich. I was from the rich family. So in our culture, when you're rich, you have many cows, you can get four, five. It's heritage. It's prestige, that's how they call it. So I was going to get the third one, and who knows, maybe now I would have been dead already. But thank God for his power and love, the power of resurrected Jesus. He saved me. He changed my life. He transformed my life. Let me tell you this. After Jesus changed my life, because I was a professor in high school by then, teaching high school. And the second wife that I left because of salvation decided to go back to the school where I was a teacher. You see that? And one day I remember she told me, "Hey, are you sure you don't want to get me back?" I said, "No, I'm transformed. I'm no longer that person. I'm saved. I'm transformed. I'm a child of God. I pray for you that one day God help you find you another man." Jesus is alive, and he saves. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us power over sin and over death. Brother and sister, you may be here in the church, and you hear about the gospel day in, day out, but you've never experienced change in your life. Jesus is alive, and his resurrection gives us victory over sin and death. Point number four, Paul says here in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, up to 6, I want to read it as I'm going to close. The Bible says here, Romans chapter 6, this is a common chapter that we all maybe know or we've read once or sometime. The Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly no. How shall we who die?" Look at that. "How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" Verse 3. "Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death?" Verse 4. "Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Praise the name of God. And verse 5, he says, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Hallelujah. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says here clearly, it gives us the transformation and the power of our sin, and also the power to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. It brings transformation. It brings empowerment in our lives as believers. Yes, it gives us strength to overcome. We are dead to sin, but we are alive in Christ. Why? Because of the power of the resurrection. Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, his resurrection gives us that power of transformation and empowerment. What shall we say? Shall we go in sinning so that grace may increase? No, by no means. Paul illustrates how believers are united with Christ in his death and resurrection, allowing them to walk in newness of life. And that is because Christ is alive and he is giving us strength. I was listening to one pastor was preaching, and one day he said that he was going to the mission walk. As he was going to the mission walk, he entered the bus. And as he entered the bus, the Translink, he sat in the bus. And all of a sudden, he saw a beautiful lady who drew and to sit close to him. And unfortunately, that beautiful lady, she was dressed in the wrong way, the revealing clothes, so to speak. And then the lady drew close to pastor and said, "Hey, where are you going?" And the pastor said, "I'm going somewhere." He didn't want to be just front. And he said, "I'm going somewhere." And then he said, "Hey, can't you come with me? You want to come with me?" Then pastor said, "No, I'm not coming with you." I said, "Are you sure you don't want to come with me?" So, you know, she was dressed up in the revealing clothes. I said, "Are you sure you don't want to come with me? Are you sure you don't want to come?" And pastor said, "No, I'm not going to come. I'm going to have my plan, have why I'm going." I said, "Well, maybe you want to come with me because I want you to come with me to have lunch or dinner and have to stay together." And then the man was clear and said, "Well, you don't know who you're talking to." He said, "How do you know? What do you say? I don't know who am I talking to? Who are you?" And the pastor said, "The man you're talking to here had already dead. He's not alive. He died a long time ago." And the lady said, "Oh, how come? Did you see your doctor?" He said, "No. Don't you go to see your doctor and get checked out, get helped out?" He said, "No, I'm not dead as you think. I'm dead because I'm a born again. I'm a child of God." That shocked the lady, and she wanted to know more. And it opened the door for the pastor to bring the gospel and share how Jesus changed his life. And you know how it ended up? The lady ended up receiving Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us the transformation and empowerment of living, and it gives us strength to overcome sin. And trust me, church, trust me, Vancouver, trust me, Canada, the world has heard a lot about our preaching. The world has heard too much about the Word of God everywhere. Maybe the only thing that is needed to the world is to show the world that we are dead to sin and we are alive in Christ. That's what is needed. The world has heard the gospel. The world has heard. There are many ways now people hear the gospel. But what is missing in the world is to see really people who live what they are preaching. Dead people. Dead people to sin, but alive in Christ. That is what is needed. No wonder the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he wrote and said, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death." So somehow attaining to resurrection from the dead. He wanted to know Christ. That's what we need. To know him. To know him, to accept him, to live according to what he wants us to be, to live. Brothers and sisters, in this Easter Sunday, as we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, if only you will give your life to Jesus, if only you say, "Lord, here I am, I want you to change me so that I can experiment that power in heaven, there will be joy. There will be great joy. Point number five, as I'm closing, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us an anticipation of Christ's return. It means it gives us the joy of being ready to wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I close by this passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 14 to 18. It says, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call, and God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." So Paul describes here that the hope of believers in Christ's return and the resurrection of the dead in Christ means Jesus is alive, but he will come again. He ascended to heaven, he'll come again. And if he'll find you and I alive, we'll be transformed. But if he'll find you and I already dead, and we're dead in Christ, we are asleep, we will be risen from the dead, and we'll be taken will be caught and be taken to go meet our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is our hope. And that gives us an anticipation of Christ's return. That's why we celebrate every day. We come together. We join together and we come to the Lord's Supper. Why do we do that? We remember our Lord Jesus Christ and we proclaim his death and his resurrection until when he'll come again. Hallelujah. So the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a great package, because it brings us assurance of security, or secret of salvation, foundation of living hope, victory over sin and death, transformation and empowerment. We are dead to sin, but alive in Christ, and it also gives us the anticipation of Christ's return. Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus is alive, and he is coming again. He's coming again to take his church. He's coming again to take you and I. He's coming again to take those who have believed in him and who are preparing for his coming. He's coming again. So our prayer should be that we be filled with the spirit of gratitude and awe for the profound truth of Christ's resurrection. Our prayer should be that we must continue to be thankful to God for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, who conquered death and rose triumphantly from the grave, securing for us a living hope and a new birth into eternal kingdom. Our prayer should be that we continue to recognize that the resurrection of Jesus is not merely an event, but a living reality that continue to shape and transform our life. Our prayer should be that the resurrection of Jesus Christ would help us to acknowledge every time that Jesus is our Lord, is our Savior, and is coming again. And that is our hope. That is our joy, that he is coming to save us, to take us from this suffering. We've heard the song. I love this song. Because of you. Because of you. There will be no suffering, no starvation, no disease, no nothing in heaven. The place that you and I are going. So the resurrection of Jesus is important and central point in our life as Christian, because it gives us hope. Brothers and sisters, let us eagerly anticipate the glorious return of our Lord Jesus. Let us always be ready as we prepare ourselves that one day the risen King will come to take us, and we will be with him. We'll be with him. forever. Shall we bow our head and we pray? You may be here, church, in this Easter Sunday, and you are saying, Lord, I'm here. I've been struggling with this kind of living. I want to defeat sin. I want to defeat the struggle. I want to live the life that pleases you. I want you, Jesus, to change my life. You rose from the dead. You're alive. I've heard your word. I want to give my life to you. I want to experiment that power of the resurrection that you have. Lord, help me. I am here. You want to give your life today and say, Lord, change my life. Is there anyone? Just raise your hand and I pray with you. And God bless you. Anyone here want to say, Lord, here I am. Yes, don't be afraid. This is your day. This is your time. And you want Jesus to change your life? Raise your hand. I want to pray with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anyone else? Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Anyone else? You say, Lord, here I am. I want to experiment that resurrection power in my life. I want you to change my life. I don't want to miss heaven. I want to be among those when you'll come to take the church, to be among those who will be taken. Anyone else? We're going to pray. Father, you see your people and those who have lifted their hand. Lord, I pray that you help them, that you help them too, as they've chosen to give their life to you, Lord Jesus, that you help them to stand strong and firm in their lives, and that they may continue to walk in the power of the resurrection that you have, that they may continue to overcome sin, and also that they may walk victoriously, oh Lord God, as is your will for us. And I pray for all the church, Lord. Help us, Father, as we've heard your word, that not only we live this life as usual, as used to, but that we really confirm that we are changed people, we are transformed people, we are a people who are living a life that pleases you according to the hope that we have in you, Jesus. Help every one of us so that no one of us will miss heaven one day, so that no one of us, oh Lord God, will be cast away, so that all of us, Lord, would be among those who will inherit your kingdom. Father, I pray for my sister here. I pray for my brother here. I pray for every one of us. Lord, you know what they're going through. You know the situation that they may take them away, that may help, that you may help them to stand strong and overcome that. And in this power of the resurrection power, we pray that, Lord, you also heal your people who are sick. We thank you for this message, Lord, that Jesus, you're alive, you defeated death, and your resurrection shapes our faith. Oh, help us to stand strong every day. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.